Catechism question this week is number 97. What is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? The answer is, it is required of them that would worthily partake of the Lord's Supper that they examine themselves of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body, of their faith to feed upon him, of their repentance, love, and new obedience, lest coming unworthily they eat and drink judgment to themselves. Now all of this comes directly from 1 Corinthians 11, where it says that we must examine ourselves, or it says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread, or drink of the cup. And in the context, what must he examine himself for? Well, the first thing is that he discerns the Lord's body. Because if he eats and drinks without discerning the Lord's body, he eats and drinks judgment to himself. And so he must know that Jesus still has his own flesh and blood body in glory, in which and by which he atoned for us, and in which he will return. This we can see in the showing forth the Lord's death until he comes. But we also know that just as a man considers his wife as his own body and loves her and treasures her as his own body, his own flesh of his bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, as Adam said in Genesis 2, and as the Lord Jesus has said to treasure us in Ephesians 5, so the Lord treasures his church. And so discerning the Lord's body means trusting entirely in Christ as God, who became a genuine and true man, and in his body was crucified for our sins, in his selfsame body, although transformed gloriously, rose again from the dead on account of our justification, ascended, sits in glory, and will return bodily. And then, so trusting entirely in the Lord Jesus and what he has done, and looking to him for the spiritual benefits for all of your spiritual life, health, strength, etc. And then also loving and treasuring the church, which they were not doing in Corinth. They were despising one another. And some were eating to their fill and getting drunk, and others weren't getting any at all. And so two things already to examine ourselves of is our trusting in Christ and what he has done for us in his body, and our love for the church. Next thing is to of our faith to feed upon him. So not just knowing and discerning his body, but actually genuinely resting upon him, getting our life from him. Why do we need faith to feed upon him? Well, because he says, this is my body broken for you, and your mouth can't feed upon him. Your hand can't take him. Faith is the hand, and faith is the mouth. And so you should be one who rests upon him alone. And then also, of their repentance, love, and new obedience. Why? Because he says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. And if we are covenanted to God, then we no longer belong to ourselves. We belong to him. Someone who is in covenant with God must have rejected ownership of his own life, must have rejected sinfulness, and embraced and desired righteousness, belonging to God, loving God, obeying God. They're in covenant with him. And so they repent from their sin. They love God, and they commit themselves to new obedience. So those are the bare minimum things in order to eat the bread in which, or by which he says, this is my body broken to you. You must have faith to feed upon him. In order to drink rightly of the cup that is the new covenant in his blood, you must be in covenant with him and have turned from your sins and turned to him, loving him, obeying him. And since eating and drinking without discerning the body is to eat and drink judgment to yourself, you must Know by faith that the Lord Jesus is still in his humanity, which he took upon himself for our redemption, and in which he will return. And you must also know that he treasures and counts the church as his own body, his own bride, and so love the church as well. So those are the things that are necessary for the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper.